talking about. I'm doing an article on Abby, and a lot of, not only in tennis, but in other sports, when there's a player that's regarded as the best player on the team or far and above every other player, a lot of times they get special treatment or they kind of tend to go off by themselves and do things. But from what I've heard, she's a real team player and supportive of her teammates, and I'm sure you appreciate that.
Absolutely. I mean, Abby's a type of a, not even player, but a type of a person that always brings other people up first. She always worries about other people first. She's an outstanding player to have, whether she was our number one or not, but, you know, especially the fact that she's our best player. Because when you are at the top of the lineup, you set sort of the mentality for everybody else. And because she has that mentality, that has a ripple effect through the rest of the team. So we are able to establish a much better team-like environment because of the way she is. But she is, I mean, she's incredibly humble. I mean, it's sometimes almost too much, you know? Sometimes you want her to have a little bit of an ego, and sure. But in the right way, obviously.
Do you think that's important for her to take the next step? Almost she has to kind of develop that little ego, kind of, and you think that would help her confidence even going forward in some of the bigger events she's going to be able to play in now this fall and spring?
Well, it could. It's hard to say because different things work for different people, right? Even if we look at the tennis tour, for example, there are players that are very egoistic and there are players that are very humble, right? So it depends. Different things work for different people. And I think it's very important for Abby or for any players that matter to be themselves, right? To be who you are. You can't fake something that you're not. So, you know, I think it's important for her, maybe not to develop an ego, but I think it's important for her to realize the potential that she has, right? Yep. Because I think she's so humble that sometimes she doesn't even really pick up on the fact of, you know, how good of a tennis player she is. But so maybe not the ego part, but, you know, because that's not who she is as a person. But for her to take the next steps, I think it's very important that she realizes the potential that she has.
How exciting did it get for you at the end of last year when she was making a run and playing against the best players in the country and holding her own and winning? How did that make you feel?
Well, we were all very excited. I mean, we're here for the players. I mean, that's our job, right? So, I mean, when we see that things are coming together for one of the players or for the team as a whole, we're very excited. I mean, that's what we work for. That's what we work for from the beginning of the fall semester. That's why we're holding all these events. That's why we're running in the morning, that's why we're conditioning, that's why we're practicing, is for those results to come to fruition. And we were very excited. I mean, it's, and you know, she's such a great person that, you know, you're that much more appreciative when you see something like that happen to somebody that's that humble, that's that great. But I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, she went to nationals last year and she held her own. I mean, she did very well. She, the match that she lost, I mean, she left it out there on the court as well. So, walking away from that tournament, there was nothing to kind of look back on and say, oh, I wish we, you know, we went to the tournament. She prepared very well for the tournament. She competed very well for the tournament, and we were very, very excited about the result that she got.
You obviously know what you have with her. And the rest of the country, other teams maybe got a little taste last year, but do you think coming into this year she's the best player that really still most people don't know about?
I don't really know. It's hard to say. I mean,
mainly because she's at a smaller school and a school that last year she kind of snuck up on some people. Mm-hmm. Think this year that maybe won't happen or is still...
I don't think she's going to be sneaking up on people anymore because now she's ranked 23 in the country. So, you know, people know who she is. I mean, they, if nothing else, they will look up the rankings and see where she is and what she's accomplished last year. But it's hard to say if she's, you know, somebody who's being overlooked. Or I mean, that's for other people to comment on. You know, we're not very concerned about
sure,
those things.
Sure.
What we're concerned about is the young team that we have in place and making sure that all of that continues to progress and come together, and obviously individuals like Abby, you know, to continue to make progress and to continue to prepare better than she did last year. So hopefully this year we can take a step forward. So
perfect.
Thank you very much.
Perfect, coach. I'm going to be following you all year. So
absolutely.
Good luck and.
Yeah, right.